What is on your current desktop picture in your computer at work? Can you tell me of past pictures and co-workers' comments regarding these pictures?
Yeah, well, the current one is, it's a picture of Terry Garr, the actress. It's a black and white. It's just a nice picture of her, you know. You know who she is.
Mr. Mom.
Right.
Yeah. She wasn't Mr. Mom, but she was the wife of Mr. Mom.
Right. She was in Tootsie, and she was in a lot of stuff. But, you know, usually I'll have something of Jim or the band up there, or a lot of times I have. And my coworkers, you know, they all know I'm a freak and that there's going to be some long-haired hippie in there or something. Or somebody that looks like a long-haired hippie, not necessarily a hippie, but they give me, you know, all kinds of grief about it. I know Robert Key once said, "Oh, that's the guy from My Torn Shirt," or something like that.
Robert Key commented on your desktop?
Yeah. Anyway.
Ooh, that'd be a rough night.
Anyway.
In the
past,
you know. Go ahead. Let's go ahead and give Robert Key's a nickname that you gave him a few years back.
The king. Well, it'd be a curse word, but I don't know. Well, the boys won't want to hear about this. We called him the King of the Fuck Parade based on the Will Johnson song. Yeah.
So I'm just saying, he's a good guy.
What's the name? Destroyer was the name of that. It's great.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, you know they'll hound me about, you know, why do you have that guy on your desktop all the time? Like, well, you know, he is my son, and I'll just say some stupid, wouldn't you want to have your son on your desktop? And I know Sandy once said, well, yeah, I would if he was really actually my son, you know. So it's just kind of a joke, you know.
Well, wasn't it replaced a few, but last week or something, somebody played a joke where
oh yeah,
they took the picture of Jim and replaced it.
There was a really good
inside of a heart or something.
Yeah, well, there was a really good picture of Jim, and he's smiling at the crowd. It was taken at the Nashville show from October the 8th of this year, which I was at. Really good picture, and I went on break, and some guy in there named Steven, I think Sandy put it up to him, but he put Jim's face in a heart. Around Jim's face, like this red "I love you" heart, and he wrote in above it. It says "I George Savage," and then it had a heart, and it says "Jim James" below. Like, you know, I had like a gay fetish for Jim. I don't want to lick Jim. I don't want to kiss Jim.
You said lick
it
first.
I don't want to
do
anything.
Does that mean anything?
I'm stealing that from the William Bowers. Article from that Oxford American, that great article from 2003. He called it, I can't remember what he called it, but he just made the comment, some males get on this deal about, you know, I guess they would have to be gay or whatever, but they get on this deal about, oh, you know, they're in love with the band as sexual beings or whatever. You know, I don't care about that, obviously, but, you know, you can have Beatles on your desktop and not want to have sex with them.
Well,
why
do you have
mean?
Terry Garr on your desktop?
Well, I like Terry Garr. It's just a picture I liked of her. Anyway, that William Bowers thing reminded me of something I will have to tell you. He wrote that article, and there's a great line that I have used at the bottom of my emails many times. And he asked the question, when he's talking about how can they have skeptics, he says, just as my neighbor can't fathom anyone challenging his "why aren't you saved" bumper sticker, I think, just who are these skeptics kidding? Is it not just plainly obvious that My Morning Jacket is the greatest band in the world?
Well,
William Bowers, 2003, is classic.
Way to go.
Classic.
It's a classic.
Man, I forgot. You're rambling too much for how to keep up. So
okay,
I'm joking.
Has Jim or any other members of the band ever held down jobs other than musician?
Well, Jim did work at Subway. He didn't like it, but who would? But I mean, you know, you do what you got to do. You know, What's that line from Into the Woods? Your living's not easy, but you do what you can, or whatever. I think Tommy for a while had a paper route, and Patrick and Bo mowed lawns like most teenage boys do. And Carl, I think Carl comes from a rich family. He didn't have to have a job. No, obviously I'm making all that up. I don't know.
Okay.